Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Coming up in on the 12th in Jazz Bones in Tacoma, we have the debut of a brand new band here in the Northwest. You've been hearing their sing on Loud and Local, Drop the Star. They're going to be playing with the Hangmen, Antihero, and one of Seattle's best exports, the Super Suckers, returning to Tacoma. Yeah. Drop the Star is going to be playing at 9 p.m., right now, we got Drop the Star in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks for having us.
What's going on? Yeah. What's going on? It's been a while since you've been at KISW for a lot of you, right?
Yes.
All right.
You're off the street level.
Yes, we are. There was too many people trying to get the autographs of Rockfish and Kathy Faulkner, so we had to go up about 14 floors. Let's go around the room, reintroduce yourself, and tell us what you do in Drop the Star.
Yeah, my name is Troy Hewitt, and I'll play guitar. Sing and put some keyboards and effects in there everywhere I can.
All right.
I'm Ty. I play guitar. And that's it.
I'm Johnny, and I write words and make up melodies. Not really a singer, though.
Well, yeah. We'll see. I'm Donnie. I play bass. Some people call me Disco.
Thus Disco.
I might find out later why.
Okay, right on.
I'm the other Troy in the band.
Okay.
And I play drums.
Right on, right on. So let's talk a little bit about, so people would know your bands. People would know you guys because you guys are well seasoned in the Northwest. You have equity in the Northwest scene. That's the way you say it.
Yes.
Tell us, what bands were you guys in the past? What's your resume? What projects do we know you from?
New American Shame, probably.
Yes.
Bathtub Gin.
Yes.
All of us were in pretty good bands. Ty was in
The Jet City Fix.
Yes. Shout out to Dana.
Fall from Grace.
Yeah.
That's about it. You know.
Yeah, I had some local success with The Hard Count.
Mm-hmm.
And Nevada, we played quite a bit in this town. So
yep.
Those are a couple of bands. Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. A little hidden one called Jack the Hot Rod back in the day.
Right.
Also Hard Count.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Cool. I'm very familiar with Fall from Grace. I used to do KGRG. You guys would play some of our benefit shows down at Green River College. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Fix.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Jet City Fix did a few things for them. Yeah, I remember doing some of that. It was fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so the new project, tell us a little bit about this, you know, the formation of this and kind of the origin story. How did it get started? Whose brainchild was this?
COVID came into effect.
Okay. So this is a COVID project.
Yeah, where nice. It was a COVID
just
project.
Just before,
the, yeah. It was a little bit before just, the real hit.
Yeah, 2000, we started writing songs because we were interested in just writing again. And
yeah.
And we went into lockdown, and it was like, okay, well, this is fine. We're all kind of minding our own business in our own little world, and we're just writing based on, you know, the last few years of our experience in life. And we all knew each other. We've all known each other because we're, you know, from Seattle, and we're all about the same age. We've got our gray hairs and our
Well, that wasn't really locked down, if you know what I mean. But we were definitely all experiencing some isolation.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But you guys knew each other. You guys were all friends.
There's kind of an interesting web. There's a longer story and a simpler story. But Troy and I go actually all the way back to high school.
Cool.
As you're an alumni of...
Yeah, Kentwood. Shout out. The Conquerors.
So it was a while back, but we've all played together for many years.
That's awesome.
As Troy noted, we were in a Hard Count together and a couple other bands. So there's a lot of history there. And then, of course, life happens.
Yes.
And now we've kind of rekindled some of that and are back in a band. And Johnny and I connected through various... other friends.
Yeah. So what? And so what starts happening is there we are absolved of the option of performance during a pandemic. So the focus was, look, let's take each one of these songs, let's treat it with the care that we feel it deserves,
yeah,
and bring it into the studio, record, track, and listen to it with a specific gear that doesn't necessarily look at performance. So now preparing for a performance has put us in a little bit of a different gear,
sure,
which has been really exciting.
Yeah.
Something that having to have pressed a pause button on that aspect of music we're all estranged to.
Sure.
So to be able to pull that off and let everything flow forward with what's coming up is pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it's exciting. It's a good point. Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but I have to ask. When I was growing up in Kent, there was no music scene. Was there a music scene in Kent, or not really? Because you mentioned that there was, like, you could put shows on the skate rink. I never saw shows at a skate rink. Was there a little bit of a scene in Kent?
What I recall, I think the quick answer is not really.
Okay.
But, you know, back then, we were back then, right? I'm an ageist. We would say, you know, there's a great party Saturday, and you go 3 miles to that big oak tree, and then you turn left, and then down that dirt road, there's this big bush, and then you turn left, and,
house parties and stuff. Okay.
This band. And so those kind of band party shows were happening at houses all over.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be 300 people and a keg of beer, and, like, you know, that's better than most guys get for shows.
Oh yeah,
as it goes. So
yeah,
that's cool.
Or where can we fit a whole bunch of people with a management of the facility that doesn't really care?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know the guy who runs the Kent Skate King.
There you
go. I think we could probably squeeze some people in there, and that's where I actually met. I may have met John at that place.
Yeah, I think that was, we were playing with Mother Love Bone, I think, that night.
At the Kent Skate King.
Yeah,
that's right, Johnny. You did some of those.
Wow. Yeah,
played with Mother Love Bone, Alice in Chains. I played with Pearl Jam. I played with all the local kids.
That's amazing.
We used to have this practice room where, like, Stone and Chris Cornell would come in, and we'd be just having open blues jam night where anybody would play any instrument, and we would just pass instruments around and share the microphone. It was kind of gross because
over in West Seattle,
Chris would slobber on microphones horribly. But he was good looking, so
there you go. That. You know, it's funny that we're talking about this because something that I kind of, you know, it was before my time, but it's something that I was really interested in when I was talking with the writer of this book who wrote about the history of Northwest heavy metal. And he mentioned that a lot of the history of early heavy metal in the Northwest wasn't actually in Seattle. It was over in Bellevue at the skate rink over there where Queensryche would play and Metal Church and stuff. So it's always interesting that, you know, out in the, you know, quote unquote suburbs where in the skate rinks where the kids don't have anything to do, they make it happen themselves. Mm-hmm. And they book the bands and they show up for these all ages functions. I think that's really cool and kind of a grassroots kind of interesting way. So a little bit of a tangent, but I was just curious because that's where I'm from.
That's good.
Well, but the area itself is pretty rich in history.
Yeah.
Ray Charles spent time here.
Yeah.
I live, I think, 3-4 miles from Hendrix's gazebo at the funeral. Yeah.
Quincy Jones and, you know, all these.
Yeah,
you know,
at the graveyard there. And you're right, Quincy Jones over in Bremerton.
Yeah.
And there's a vast history here. So
absolutely.
To see that, you know, being at one of the four corners of the country, we have a lot of people coming in, a lot of people going out, a lot of things happen in this area. I'm happy to be a part of it, and to have it maybe rub off on me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And same with the guys that you share a room with, you know.
That's awesome. So you guys are established in this community. Are you guys a Seattle band, or do you guys live outside of the city now? Where do you guys call home, you know?
We're a Tacoma band.
Okay, cool.
Seattle has a very specific taste.
Sure.
And not, it's not that we don't appreciate that taste. It's just we're suburban kids who mm-hmm. grew up in suburban listening to rock music.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's like the stuff you guys play on a daily basis is the stuff that we grew up on.
Hey, so, kill me. I like big, dumb rock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And, you know, there's something to be said to having the balls to be able to pull off a chord for a whole measure. Some people are like, they can't stand the fact that their fingers aren't moving, you know? But it's not the most important thing in the world to show off how fast your fingers can move. Well, that's debatable, I guess. Yeah, but well,
yeah. Sometimes. There's a time and a place.
Yeah. I'm the one whose reins get tugged on my bit more often than not. So yeah, I would say out.
Probably.
That's fine.
And I'm on the other side of the spectrum. Right? Hey, Donnie, let's put a second chord in there.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so as far as the music, you came together and you're working on this in COVID. The recording process, did you guys go and work with someone? Did you guys record it yourselves? Like, how did you guys go about recording the songs?
Ty?
It was all us.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were kind of fortunate to jump in there, Ty. Fortunate that Ty's a really skilled producer and engineer. And I've been working on it for quite a few years and having done this for quite a few, I've collected some gear. So
nice.
Between us, we were able to do some tracking at my place, and Ty was able to do some at his place, and then we were isolated. So that's how it happened.
Yeah,
we do love. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit. You know, now that we're coming out of it, you know, what does the next set of songs look like? Mm-hmm. And it might be more of a traditional process, and we go into the studio when we're ready. But that's how we did these songs that we're proud of right now.
Sure.
Yeah, essentially we took and we wrote these songs. Every single song was written as a single.
Nice.
It wasn't written as, we didn't come in thinking we're going to be a rock band. We just came in writing songs that in general had a good feel to them and had some kind of message within the walls of the chord structure.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very fortunate because Ty has a very nice home studio and Donnie has a very nice home studio. So we do our drums in one room where we have 2-inch tape, and then we'll take that.
2-inch
we'll,
tape? That's amazing.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
We have a beautiful 2-inch.
That's cool. I like that. That's
school.
Badass.
Yeah. Old school.
We're old school.
Seasoned.
We have equity.
Yeah, that's the best way to say. You know, we have equity. I have equity here at KISW.
Yeah. Thank you for spending some of it with us.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I can say, though, one of the things that's been kind of an eye-opening thing for all of us is the difference in dynamics between playing in a recording studio mm-hmm. versus preparing for a live show.
Okay.
It's a whole world, and we're starting to appreciate that about each other. So.
Do you guys prefer one or the other, or is it just different?
It's new. Oh, it's just new.
And, yeah.
And that's, to me, that's one of the fun parts about it. Like a missing element
mm-hmm.
due to the social conditions of the past couple.
Yeah,
I think we almost did it in reverse because traditionally in bands, right, you get together, you start working in a room,
mm-hmm.
you start building these ideas, and then they become recordable eventually.
Yep.
Where we kind of were isolated, we worked on song structure and melody, recorded them.
Yeah.
I personally prefer the recording process because you don't have to move gear.
Yeah. There you go.
Songs.
Nice.
And I prefer the recording process because it's about the art of creating this song
mm-hmm.
that is a snapshot, if you will, in a moment of time. And for me, it's more about that recording process
mm-hmm.
than it is about the ego of the show. Because I think of playing shows as almost like, that's where people applaud you or they boo you, one of the two things, and they either like what you do or they don't like what you do. And that's sort of a currency that is exchanged between the crowd and the song that you wrote.
Okay.
Because they don't care who you are as a person. As long as that song is cool, they're like, hey, I'm in. That song's cool. I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my theory on writing versus playing.
The music speaks for itself.
It does.
With the raw recording. I like that.
And so the conditions that we were forming these songs under,
mm-hmm.
each one as a single itself, it was interesting that several of them, if not the majority of them, came to the room as singer-songwriter project.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was that we want to move it from this one person with an acoustic guitar to a larger production. So to watch that process transcend as well was definitely a joy. And to see and then to have an opportunity now to be able to share this live and where it's gone. So from what you're hearing now, and to be able to share that with, you know, one of the relationships that we have as musicians is, or performance art anyway, is with the audience.
Totally.
To broaden that spectrum a little bit as well. And I know that everyone's looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Even if we do prefer sitting on our ass and recording nice. Absolutely everything we can.
I prefer sitting on my ass.
And not caring for the 12s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, you can see this live on the 12th at Jazz Bones down in Tacoma. They are a Tacoma band. They're going to be playing some loud in your face rock and roll alongside the Super Suckers, who are also excellent at doing that just that thing. Anti-Hero and the Hangmen. Again, we're talking with Drop the Star. And they're going to be starting off at 9 p.m. Is that right?
Yes.
9 p.m. at Jazz Bones. 9 p.m. sharp. And again, that's on the 12th at Jazz Bones. We're going to go into one of your songs, and this is the song we've been featuring here on Loud and Local for the last few weeks. It's called Serial Thriller. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
It's just the thrill of knowing that you're climbing to the top of that hill, and then you're about to heave your body over the top of it just to feel a rush, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's just being addicted to the thrill ride, you know? I mean, anything that you do in life that's a little bit scary...
And this is actually one of the very few songs that we're playing right now that were developed as a group when recording started to wind down.
Sure.
And everyone put their live involvement and we're now feeding off of each other for their content of the song. So nice. That's got a special part about it for me. Yeah.
Awesome. Right on. Well, let's let the music speak for itself here. It's Serial Thriller by Drop the Star. You can catch them again the 12th at Jazz Bones with Super Suckers. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
You say you want to ride. Come on. Get on inside. 1, 2, 3, 4! See me coming, you better go. There ain't no motherfucker stopping the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
That was Serial Thriller by Drop the Star here on Loud and Local. You can catch them on the 12th at Jazz Bones with Super Soccer's Anti-Hero and the Hangmen. That's down in Tacoma. And, you know, we've kind of mentioned that, you know, this kind of this, the shadow of the pandemic is looming over us, right? It's been a weird few years, right? You guys formed a little bit before, but kind of, you know, hunkered down and focused on this band. But if you were having a crappy day, which is not hard to imagine, there were a lot of really crappy days during that time. What's an album that you could reach for? Maybe a tried and true classic, something that you just love, something that could either brighten you up, get some aggression out, whether it's a positive album, an angry album, something you can reach for. And we'll go around the room. Just tell me an album you could reach for on a crappy day.
Yeah, if I need to bring myself up and make a little time, it's probably going to be, and has been recently, is Stormtroopers of Death.
Nice. SOD. March of the SOD. March Sergeant the D SOD. In the
yeah,
SOD.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets me through a day.
I like it. Nice, dude.
My go-to is Appetite for Destruction.
Okay. Nice.
There's not GNR. A bad song on it.
Yeah.
It's a perfect record.
It's perfect.
My go-to record, you know, I've been listening to Tyler Childers, you know, that I love the singer-songwriter. I love to hear emotion in a singer's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, Tyler Childers has just been, he was a big part of that shutdown time where I was like literally stuck at my house for weeks on end. So
Tyler Childers, okay, right on.
For me, it's Brass.
Yes.
You know, and they've had their, I believe, their 30th, if I have it right, from their debut record. That, and I heard it right when it came out and watched them around town and saw Sean, you know, grow into this great singer-songwriter. And whether it's I feel excited or if I'm down, it seems to always be a great choice to listen to Brad.
Awesome. That first record, or is there a specific one?
I go to the first one, typical.
Okay, first
but,
one? Okay.
You know, they all hold their own. But there's a little bit special about that first one that's extraordinary.
I don't know.
Yeah, Van Halen, 1984.
Ooh, okay.
Good jump. Yep. That's kind of.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Obscured pencil. Yeah, exactly.
Give me something to write on.
So if we mix Van Halen, some Brad, some Tyler Childers, some GNR, and some SOD, we get Drop the Star?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's
how the math works. Yeah.
It really does mathematically work out that way.
It's yeah. funny. I think that actually might work. Yeah. I don't know
we
how
figured
you did
out
that.
The plan. Okay, nice, dude. That's awesome. Right on. So are any of you guys dads?
Indeed. Yes.
I've got what one. Do your kids think of your music? Are your kids into it, or do they think dad's like a weird rocker? Like, are they into it?
I think that, you know, my son is just super huge into some hardcore.
Okay.
And I think that I expected him to kind of just, you know, not really show any interest.
Sure.
But he did show some interest, and that's more than I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
So that tells me that...
What's your son into?
Dad's still cool. I mean, old stuff like Dead Kennedys.
Okay, nice. Some old school punk and Black Flag and stuff like that,
He's met Jello Biafra.
Wow.
And he's a fan. And
cool.
There's a story that I won't get too into, but he actually drove Jello from a show in Seattle to his hotel.
That's funny.
And Jello needed a ride. And
okay.
So
that's funny.
He took him to a hotel.
I briefly played guitar with Ramon.
Yes.
Wow.
And before I knew Donnie and his son, they came to the show at Studio 7, I believe. Was that where you went?
Hell's Kitchen.
Or Hell's Kitchen,
and
okay.
And I happened to be, we were watching you play, and how did I not know, right, in years to come,
right,
that we would be playing in the same band.
That's awesome.
I think I have the youngest kid out of the bunch, mm-hmm. Bloomer. So my son is 15 years old and a dirt bike racer, and you know, he's into the things that younger kids are into, and
electronic dance music.
Sure.
Stuff like
so
that.
He pretty much just throws the horns at me and goes metal,
nice
rock and roll, Dad, and I just chuckle to myself, and then I'll catch him in the other room and I'll overhear him actually playing one of the songs, and it definitely makes me feel good, but
that's awesome.
I know he would never admit to it, so
he can't you know, he would embarrass him, but that's awesome. Okay, so you know, being that you guys have been in the Northwest scene for a while now, and there's been a ton of venues that have come and gone, there's some that sustain, obviously El Corazon, the Off Ramp, Graceland, etc., and so many iconic venues, but there's been a lot that have, like, you know, come and gone throughout the years. What are some venues that you loved from back in the day that you want to remember? You know,
Color Box. There you go.
What was that?
The Color Box.
The Color Box. Where was that at?
That was down at Pioneer Square.
Okay. Awesome.
Right across from J&M, right?
Oh, that really?
Man, we had some fun shows there.
Yeah. Nice.
Right on.
When we were in Bathtub Gin, we had a pretty much a monthly gig at Swanee's that it was a packed out, sweaty night once a month, every month, and it got insane.
All night.
All
at Swanee's?
Like, literally, we would play all night.
The Swan Cafe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
Triangle, right?
Yeah. Right next to the bust statue of Chief Seattle in Pioneer Square.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like Pioneer Square was the place to go. Mm-hmm.
It was.
I'm throwing in Hell's Kitchen, Tacoma.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, was that on 3rd or 4th?
In Tacoma, the original Hell's Kitchen was on 6th Avenue.
6th.
Yeah.
3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. 6th Avenue. Yeah, I remember that. That place was awesome, dude.
It was great.
And then they had the second Hell's Kitchen.
Downtown.
Yeah,
downtown. It was a little different. It was just a different room, different vibe entirely.
Yeah.
But I miss both of them.
Absolutely.
The mecca was Rock Candy, really. And, and of course, the Off Ramp back then, in the early days, when you were really new, you were in the Seattle scene if you were playing those clubs. And of course, I mean, we played Rock Candy with Pearl Jam, and we played the Off Ramp with Temple of the Dog. And
right on.
We've had some pretty stellar shows.
There were some smaller ones, too, though, that were this platform that the area has just completely renovated. So the OK Hotel was a really fun place where you'd see just about anybody and everybody that I wanted to or needed to. Or
Velvet Elvis?
Didn't want to or didn't one? Need to.
OK Hotel? Nice.
Mm-hmm, OK awesome. Hotel. So the Alaskan Way Viaduct having gone away, and that whole scenery has changed. But it was a fun place. Especially when I could get in and not be 21 yet. So.
There you go. Nice. Wow.
Oh, boy, I just dated myself. Yeah. I was 3.
But you play like you're 25.
Exactly. Okay, so looking back to when you were kids, what was the, you know, band or artist that made you want to pick up your instrument? Was there, you know, what was the first real, like, I got to do that? Or was it, you know, or did you come from a musical family? Why don't we go around the room? Just tell me, what was your first inspiration to pick up an instrument?
For me, it was Led Zeppelin.
Awesome.
Right off the bat. My dad always liked listening to that during when he was working construction and stuff.
So. Cool. Yeah. Zeppelin, right on.
Yeah, it's AC/DC.
Yeah.
I don't even have to think about it, and I'm not alone in that. You know, many musicians have the same opinion. But my brother, who's 3 years older, and he beat up on me a bit like an older brother does. But what he did good for me is he showed me some great rock, and that was it. You know, the cover of If You Want Blood with the guitar, with the SG, Angus's SG going through.
There you go.
He helped convince my mother that it was okay, that I wasn't going to grow up to be a horrible, you know.
Little did she know, you know.
Devil worshiper.
Oh, man, for me, it was 1979. You want to date yourself? Okay, and I was listening to a little radio station called KISW 99.9.
Yeah.
And
no,
they
it
were...
It was 100 FM.
Was it? Yeah.
100.
Who was it? Was it Steve Slayton or something?
You know, Steve Slayton may have been the jock at that time.
Nice.
And it was a little band playing called AC/DC.
Yeah.
It was the Highway to Hell record.
Awesome.
And there was a guy named Bon Scott, and he literally changed everything for me as far as music was concerned. I knew that's what I wanted to do the day that I heard him, because he was loud and he just was big barrel chested voice, and I just loved that about him, and so that for me that was it. I was
nice.
Sold.
Right on.
I am ashamed, but it was Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be ashamed.
We all felt
no shame in it.
It was Motley Crue.
Dude, that's what? Too much.
I thought Nikki Sixx looked cool.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be Nikki Sixx.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
We're an accepting bunch here.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've evolved.
Too Fast for Love record was so good, dude. Come on. No one could deny Too Fast for Love.
Yeah, I think I was probably in third grade, and one of my friends said to me, "Hey, man, we should do this lip sync thing. Look, here's the pictures of my brother when they were in school. They did Kiss, and they painted themselves up." I said, "But we're not going to do that." And so it was, we held lip sync tryouts at Grass Lake Elementary Schoolyard for AC/DC songs.
Nice.
And I remember being told that it sounds like a bunch of screaming banshees, only that wasn't the word that my stepdad used. I'm like, well, I guess it makes me one of them, and I'm in with AC/DC, and I'm all in, and I'll see you later.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. Well, right on, man.
A lot of AC/DC.
A lot of AC/DC
going on here.
So with that math, we've got to add a connector.
Exactly, The tree.
The tree.
Star,
you know? One more branch.
Everything goes this way and that, and then it all comes back to AC/DC.
All roads lead to
Chrome.
All roads lead to the Rock. Yeah. Absolutely. That's awesome. Right on. Well, let's go into another song. Again, they're going to be playing the 12th. This is their debut show. So the first time you get to see them live, you can hear the songs here on KISW. You get to see it live in person, loud amps to the face, sweaty, live, rock and roll the way it was meant to be. Again, they're going to be playing with Super Suckers, one of Seattle's best, playing loud rock in your face, alongside Antihero, The Hangman, and the band you're hearing right now, Drop the Star. They're going to be on right at 9 p.m., so don't get there late. We're going to go into Profiteer. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
This song's about winning, man, and the wanting to win and that feeling of winning. It's just all about winning.
All right. All we do is win. It is Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Profiteer. I'm like the life of pink slips. How many twins I've owned? I'm taking yours tomorrow night. You better stay at home.
can do this all night.
You're listening to Drop the Star here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is your first interview as Drop the Star. Is that right?
That it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And this is the first show. So, you know, what's next for you guys after this show?
I think we're. I think we've put a lot of energy into it. We're excited about it. Mm-hmm. And. Quite frankly, I think we're just going to take a breath right after that.
Cool.
And hopefully, we've got a lot of song ideas to work on. And I think additionally, we're probably going to tie up a few shows a little more frequently than once every couple of years.
Well, we got an exciting summer coming up, so hopefully we'll be able to see you around. That's awesome.
Yeah. We've got some new material coming out too.
Killer.
It's going to be pretty exciting. So
awesome.
We're going to be doing well on that.
Well,
yeah, we pretty much got a whole nother album in
nice.
The bag that we just haven't recorded yet. We do have rough takes of and stuff.
You're stuff, like, I'm tired of these songs already. Yeah. Let's get to the new stuff, right?
No doubt.
That's
the
awesome.
First ones always take a while, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Roll right on. So if I got you here. And I have the question. It is a Northwest-centric show. It's a local show. So I got to ask you guys, favorite Northwest artist of all time, whether it's a band that's currently on the scene now, a band that inspired you as a kid, long gone, current band, it's all good. Favorite Northwest artist or bands of all time?
I'm going to go retro punk with the Sonics.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
OG Garage.
Had to go super cool, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Always the cool one, Troy.
That's... The Tacoma area.
Yeah.
If not Bremerton, yeah.
Me, I'm, you know, I'm kind of a glam punk kid, so I... Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sweetwater was, like, when I was growing up, it was the fun show.
Yeah.
Adam's got a great voice.
I'm stoked to see them at Bumbershoot. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were...
Be awesome.
Definitely top... For me.
Nice.
I'm stumped. There's so many of those.
Bathtub Gin, was that?
Yeah, did we hear Bathtub Gin in there somewhere?
throwing your band?
Well, my second favorite would have to be New American Shame.
Right. There you go. Nice.
That's mighty nice of you. New American Shame. Yeah. My favorite band was New American Shame.
Sounds nutty.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Could I say the hard count?
You know, yeah. Who do I like the most in Seattle? I mean, it's weird because we, you know, we haven't been out in so long. I really don't even know who's out there currently.
Sure.
I know who always was kind to me back in the day, you know, when we were just kids out playing music. And for me, it was always Andrew the Love God. Excuse me. Did I just say that?
It's all good.
It was always Landrew, as I knew him, Andy Wood from Mother Love Bone.
Yeah.
He just always had the kindest words to say to me I have a really great story about Lane too.
Yeah.
Lane called me on the phone when it was when they were in a band called Diamond Lie, and Lane called me and he says to me, "Hey Johnny, I'm coming down there. We're gonna kick your ass." And I told Lane, I said, "Hey, you better bring a sack lunch, man, because it's gonna be all day long." And me and Lane, we went back and forth for a little while, and he showed up and he came to the show. We were playing at Renton Musicians Hall.
Okay.
And he walked up to the front of the stage and he stood there and he nodded. And at the end of the set, he walked up to me and he said, "Man, I really wanted to spit on you, but you're actually really good." Always remember that. So for me, it's Alice in Chains.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Alice in Chains.
Yeah, you touched on the love child. And so Mother Love Bone, you know, is probably, I mean, it's an easy go-to, but it's just as right. It feels really good. An old one I have to sneak in there is Black Happy. They were the ultimate fun night out.
Yeah.
You know, Black Happy was great for those that remember that band.
They just reissued one of their records. I got it.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Wow. Yeah.
I got to go to Heart. I think that they're local.
Nice.
Good go to. And Screaming Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of one of the hidden ones that I always go to.
So. R.I.P.
Yeah. Several of them members.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reading a Mark Lanegan book right now.
I hear it's a good one.
Oh, it's really good. And I don't
heavy.
It is what
I've heard.
Yeah. But it also shows a light side early on. I think that darkness may have obviously built up a little bit more as he got a little older, but he was funny.
Joined the club.
And he was, yeah. he was
not to diminish it at all. Yeah,
he wasn't as scared of a little Scrabble every
I don't think any of us are afraid of a little Scrabble either.
There you go.
Come on. It's rock and roll. Motorcycles.
Yeah, man, we really are. We're kind of a biker band. All of us are sort of bike riders. Mm-hmm.
At least the AC/DC guys are.
Yeah. At least the AC/DC guys are.
Nice. Riding bikes, drinking whiskey, hanging out.
Tequila.
Okay.
Well, good whiskey. Good whiskey.
Yeah. We gotta get that clarity.
Nice.
You know, one of the things that you learn when you get older is if you drink the stuff from the top shelf, you know, the more expensive stuff, the hangovers are far less.
Okay.
And
it's because you can't afford as much of it.
Yeah.
So you don't drink as much.
Yeah.
That's true.
Awesome. If people can't make it out to this show specifically, what's the best way to follow you guys and to support you guys?
DropTheStar.com.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or our Facebook page. You can come to our Facebook page. We have we put together a little, I guess you'd call it an album, but it's really not. It was a bunch of singles that we clumped together, and we're selling for $5. We haven't gone to Spotify. We haven't gone to any of the public streaming yet because we're holding out for a record deal.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to utilize the machine as we move into the next phase of the band, which it always becomes a machine after a while.
Sure.
So you have to accept that part of this business.
Be part of it.
Once you are consumed by the machine, then you just stop focusing on what you think you need to do, and you just focus on what you feel like doing. And
exactly.
Instead of John calling me in the afternoon and telling me I got to show up downtown for that 360 deal for a Preparation H commercial.
Yeah.
There we go. Nice.
That's right.
Hemorrhoid cream. We dropped the star.
Yeah. Brought to you by
the Brad Star. Drop the Hemi.
Amazing.
Brought to you by Drop the Soap.
Wow. Nice. Okay. Right on. All right, well, we're going to go into a song here. Again, they're going to be playing the 12th for their debut show. You can go see them in person at Jazz Bones with Super Suckers, Anti-Hero, and the Hangmen. Drop the Star, their debut show. They're going to be playing at 9 p.m. down in Tacoma at Jazz Bones on the 12th. We're going to go into Bombs, but I need someone who is the most outgoing person in this band.
Oh, gosh.
Troy.
Troy? Okay. I need you to introduce this as if you are the cheesiest FM DJ ever. So I need you to muck it up, play it up.
No.
I need you to just be the morning zoo radio host, and I want you to introduce the song as if you were on KISW and you just have the world's worst tryout. But I want you to be out of this world and take my job from me for the second, okay? So Loud and Local on KISW, name your band, all right? I'm turning my mic off.
You're good to go.
Welcome everybody to KISW. We'd like to bring to you Drop the Stars. Great song. Here we go. Bombs coming to you from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cities in the Northwest. Come right at you here from Seattle KISW with all of us and the best. Mighty, mighty, mighty.
The Rock! Amazing. Good job, guys.
Starts wailing, confusion's coming on. And then I get the feeling that everything is wrong. Syllables and context, adjective scars, spoken in frustration, screaming in the car.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.